pitting the likes of Wayne Rooney, Robin van Persie against Josh Coulson and Tom Champion. Not to mention BBC Radio Cambridgeshire summariser Doug Shulman up against whatever Five Live have to offer. Doug, where were you watching the draw?
I was actually in the studio with Chris last night, and Richard Money and Dave Doggett and one or two supporters that had come along, Colin Proctor as well, the fans elected director, and it was a stunning moment. I have to say, I've never seen a look like that on Richard Money's face before. It was absolutely priceless. We were absolutely aghast. I mean, you look at the draw, as Richard said in those few words there, and you look at the draw and you think, oh, it could be Bradford, it could be Bristol City, it could be Rochdale, but Manchester United really is the plum draw, and it's a real prize for United in terms of the progression they've made over the last couple of years, and it's going to be a day that's there to savour and there to enjoy, and for both players, for the members of the press like us, and for supporters, for Richard himself, it's going to be a fantastic occasion.
I mean, people are already calling this the biggest game in the club's history. Do you think that's true?
That's a good question, actually, Dottie. I mean, you look back to May last year, and at that time people would have said the playoff final versus Gateshead is the biggest game in the club's career because of what it meant, not just winning a football match, but what it meant to the club in terms of clawing their way back from the dead almost and getting back into the Football League. But this certainly rates very close to it in terms of a one-off football match. And I think United are just about overdue a good draw in the FA Cup. The last time they faced a top-flight club in this particular competition was back in the 1991 season when they went to Highbury after knocking out Middlesbrough and Sheffield Wednesday. So it's been a long time coming.
And this is a club that nearly went bust.
Absolutely. I mean, you look back to the dark days of the 2004-2005 season when United rather miserably and disappointingly dropped out of the Football League. And then throughout that summer, the club were really on its knees, on the floor almost, because they were in administration, they had huge tax bills to pay, and they didn't really know where the next penny was going to come from. But they managed to work out a deal with their creditors. And I mean, even a week to 10 days before the beginning of the first season in the conference, they had, I think, four registered players. So no one really knew where the club was going, how long it would take to get back into the Football League, and it's been a long, long road back. And United, throughout that 9 years in non-league, have had to qualify for the first round of the FA Cup. So to get to this point where they've come through the first three rounds proper, and now they face Manchester United is quite mind-blowing, to be honest.
Now, I've already been seeing some debate online about how the tickets are going to be allocated, who should be given priority, whether it's season ticket holders, whether it's regular fans, whether it's youngsters. Can you offer us any insight on that, Doug?
No, not really. I mean, I understand Dave Doggett and the guys at the club will release a statement on some news in the next day or so in terms of how that ticketing is going to be dealt with. I would imagine, and it would be only right, that season ticket holders and your loyal supporters get first dibs on all of the tickets, because as a season ticket holder, of course, that sees you right for all the league games. But once cup games come round, it's a bit of an open market, as it were. But that they will make sure that season ticket holders get priority, and after that, well, it's going to be a real scramble. You can see people camping outside the Abbey when they go on general sale.